Welcome to E-commerce Explained, the podcast that'll help you to start, launch, and grow your own successful online store. My name is Warwick Hearns, and I'm South Africa's e-commerce expert. Back in 2010, I founded the award-winning online store Action Gear, and I grew that business from zero to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue back in 2017, when I sold the business so that I could dedicate myself to helping South African online entrepreneurs just like you to avoid the pitfalls which I had to overcome so that you can achieve more success online faster. I'm really excited that you're listening to this, and I look forward to having you on this journey with me, where I'm going to show you how to get your online store started, grow your sales with the best digital marketing methods, and scale your business to bring about more and more success. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and leave us a review with your thoughts. Let's get into this. So it's no secret that COVID has done a lot of favors for e-commerce. I know so many industries have been negatively impacted and are really struggling, but e-commerce really was benefited in such a positive way, not just because of COVID in particular, but because of how consumer behavior fundamentally changed, where more consumers were shopping online. And when that happened, it changed so much in all of our lives. And one thing that changed is that in-person physical events just went off the calendar altogether. And I've got to tell you, I'll be honest, like I really love those expos, those events, those conferences. I love getting on stage and talking about e-commerce. I love engaging with big crowds of people. And I love using those platforms to impact and to help as many people as I can. And one thing is so interesting that whenever I'm at an in-person physical event, whether it's a small Shopify meetup, or maybe it's one of the big conferences happening at Sandton Convention Center or Cape Town Convention Center, at those big ones or at the small ones, I get people approaching me, and so often I hear the exact same question, the exact same frustration, the exact same challenge. It comes through the question which they ask me, which is, why is my site not getting more sales? It's a question that I hear so often, and it comes in so many formats. Some people might say, my site is amazing, I love it, and we're getting a couple sales, but it's not really getting the traction that I really, really want it to have. And I can feel the frustration, I can feel the tension, I can feel the desire and the need to grow those sales, yet it's not happening. And every single time I hear that question, I respond with one question in return. What I ask all of those business owners who are coming to me asking for advice on how to grow their sales and why they aren't getting the sales that they want, the question that I ask them in return is very simple. What is your traffic that you are currently getting in the current 30-day window, and what is your current conversion rate? Now, these two questions, or these two factors, these two metrics are so important for anybody who has a website. Anybody who is selling online, you've got to know these numbers, your traffic and your conversion rate, because these two numbers are so important, and it helps you to know exactly where to focus your efforts right now in order to increase the sales of your website. Because you can watch YouTube videos, you can watch my training, and depending on what you're listening to, you might get fired up about trying a new sexy strategy or doing something different in your business or trying something else. But in truth, there is a particular focus area that you need to be focusing on in your business that will bring you the best results right now. And the truth is that that particular area to focus on is different for different companies. So how do you know where you should be focusing your time, where you should be focusing your energy, so that you actually get proper returns and that you see improvements in your site, and so that you start seeing more and more sales and more return from your investment and more money in your pocket? That sounds fun, doesn't it? Absolutely. So when I say these two factors, traffic and conversion rate, when I ask people in in-person events or even in my online digital coaching, I ask people the same question. What's your current traffic and what's your conversion rate? Well, I got to say that very few people actually know those numbers. And it frustrates me to no end, because they're coming to me asking me for advice on how to grow their sales and they don't know their metrics. And I know, maybe you haven't heard this before, but now that you've heard this, I want you to make a special note and always pay special attention to the fact that you've got to know your numbers. And the two most important numbers for you to know, traffic, conversion rate. And why are these two factors so important? And how do these two factors help you to know where to focus on in your business? Well, let me dive into each of those a little bit more. Because traffic, to begin with, is the obvious one. The more traffic that you get, the more sales you're going to get. Well, even that blanket statement isn't entirely true. A more accurate version of that statement, well, it would be to say that the more high quality traffic you get, the more sales you're going to get. So the more traffic of high quality customers that are coming through your door in the virtual world, then the more sales you're going to get. And let's put that to a physical environment. If you had a brick and mortar store where you are in a shopping center and you are selling your stuff, if you've got no customers coming through the door, you can be pretty sure that you're not going to sell anything. I think we can all agree on that thing, on that point, right? And if you start getting a couple of customers walking in that physical door into your shop, not all of them are going to buy. You know that when you browse through the shops, you don't buy. Same as when you go online, you don't buy off every single website that you buy, that you visit. Of course you don't. So it's only fair to know and to assume that people who visit your website, not all of them are going to buy. But if we get more people, then just by our sheer numbers, we know that we're going to get more sales. However, traffic alone, quality traffic alone, does not mean you're going to get these sales. And this is where conversion rate comes into play. Now, conversion rate is it's a percentage metric which tells you how many of those visitors actually order something. The way to calculate this is really easy. Go to your analytics, Shopify, WooCommerce, go to Google Analytics and look at what has your traffic been for the past 30 days, the past 90 days, the past year, whatever time period you want to work with. And then go and see how many orders you've had over that period. To keep the number simple, let's say in the last 30 days, you've had 100 visitors and the number of orders that you had was one. That tells us that you have a 1% conversion rate. For every 100 visitors you get one order. So following that principle, what that means is that if we get another 100 visitors, we'll get another order. Statistically, that should be true. And the more quality customers you get, then that's going to grow even more. But just for simple numbers sake, let's say you've got a conversion rate, 1%, every 100 visitors, you get one sale. So let's do some work and let's focus on our traffic, guys. Yes, that's where we should be focusing, right? Right? No. In fact, you shouldn't always focus there. And maybe it's true, maybe it's not. And I'll explain it in a second. But this is where people go. They look at their traffic, they look at their sales, and they say, this is what I need. I need more traffic. So they go and they put money into digital marketing strategy. They go and do a whole bunch of blogging. They do all this SEO work with the sole intention of getting more traffic to their website on the assumption that for every 100 visitors, you're going to get one sale. So let's get more visitors. Let's get more people through the door, fellas. Let's get them in the door and we shall sell more stuff. And that strategy can work if your business is ready for it. And this is why the title of this episode is called Where to Focus Your Efforts to Increase Your Online Store Sales. Because it's different for different people. And the reason for this is because your site could be converting at a very low rate. What that means is that you could increase your conversion rate so that for every 100 people, you don't just get one sale, you could get two sales. And how do you do that? Well, you follow the principles of conversion rate optimization. And that's a whole big topic. I did an episode on it last week and I'll talk a little bit about it now. But really, conversion rate optimization is focusing on effectively fine-tuning your site. There isn't one big change you can make on your site that's going to optimize your conversion rate and increase your sales. It is a series of little fine tunes and tweaks and little bits of improvement that you do, not just today, but over the months to come. And as you make those little changes, people trust your site more. They browse your site easier. They find the products that they want in fewer clicks and they start to buy more. And when you optimize your conversion rate, and this, my friends, this is my favorite topic to talk about. I absolutely love it. This was what I focused on and what I did very well to grow my business to doing over 20 million rand in annual revenue, over 100 million rand in sales online. And what I focused on was optimizing my conversion rate. And what you do there is you invest your time, your effort, and your thoughts into improving your site with the intention of capturing more sales from your current visitors. And this is why it's so beautiful. Because if you have 100 visitors, you could either go out and try and find another 100 more to get the second sale, or you optimize your site and you get the second sale without putting any effort or budget or anything into digital marketing to getting more traffic and fancy online strategies that people love to shout from the rooftops about. What I like to do is to optimize a site. So instead of getting one sale for every 100 visitors, we get two sales. And if we're doing that, if we're now getting two sales for every 100 visitors, that means that we have actually doubled our sales without spending any more on marketing, without going and getting more traffic. And now we can be in a better position to say, where should we as business owners be focusing our attention? Well, if our website is optimized for conversions and we're converting at 2, 3, 4, 5%, then now let's go and focus our attention on getting more traffic. Because if we're converting at 3%, let's send more people through the door. It is not worth your time to send more traffic to a website that is converting at 0.5, 0.2%. You're wasting your time, you're wasting your money. Rather optimize your site first and then go and get more traffic. So the point of this episode is to help you to understand where to focus your efforts to increase your online sales for your store. And the answer to that is to know and to understand, what is your traffic? What is your conversion rate? Go and look at those numbers, go and figure it out. And then you'll be better in a better space to know whether you need to be focusing on your site and optimizing your conversion rate, or if your conversion rate is really pretty darn good, heck, let's go across to the traffic section and let's go and learn how to grow our traffic. Because if our site is converting at a good rate, let's just send more people through the door and we will convert tons and tons of them into happy, long-standing customers. And that, my friends, is how you know where to focus your time and effort. And of course, there is further steps to take, because if your site is converting well and you're getting plenty traffic, then you can optimize your business by reducing your costs, by working with better partners, negotiating your fees, making your business run more efficiently to reduce your costs so that you're getting high sales, you're working on your profit margin, you're making more profit margin, you're keeping your costs down. And those three factors, well, that is a recipe for having a lot of money in your account at the end of the month. Increase your sales, grow your profit margin, decrease your costs. That, my friends, is a winning formula. But before you get to any of that, look at your numbers, look at your metrics, know your traffic, know your conversion rates. And when you listen to this episode and you figure this out for yourself, then you won't need to approach me at the next in-person web conference or event, whenever that might be. And you don't need to walk up to me and say, how do I grow my sales? Because you know, you'll know how to do it. What I do want you to do is walk up to me, high five me and say, this works. E-commerce rocks. These are the metrics to be watching. And we now know how to do it. And for anybody who's interested in learning more about how to do this, like the actual step-by-step processes for increasing your conversion rate, growing your traffic, building your sales, optimizing your profit margin, and reducing your costs, well, we do have a program which is called E-commerce Next Level. It's a membership program where we've designed this program specifically for South African online sellers whose websites are live. They want to improve their site, grow their traffic, and optimize their business. It's called E-commerce Next Level. And if you're listening to this episode at the time that it went out, well, then you are lucky, because we only open enrollment for Next Level once every 6 months, and it's opening right now, the time that this episode dropped. So if this sounds appealing to you guys, jump across to insarka.co.za/next-level. insarka.co.za/next-level. The link will be in the show notes for this podcast. Go and read about it. Go and see all the value that's included there. And when you scroll down to see how much the investment is, well, oh my gosh, you will be impressed. It is next to nothing. Next to nothing, my friends. And it is an investment that will improve your business, improve your site, grow your traffic, and just give you more profitability. It's exactly what I needed when I was starting out. I wish I had it, but now I've made it for you guys. It's called E-commerce Next Level, and it's open right now. Click the link in the show notes or jump across to insarka.co.za/next-level to go and read about it. Go and check it out. Let me know what you think. Maybe I'll see you on the inside. If not, I'll catch you guys in the next podcast episode. Till then, ciao. Thank you for listening to this episode. I'm excited to have you along on this journey with me, and I wish you all the best with implementing this information in your own online store. If you'd like to access my free range of e-commerce strategies, tools, and mini courses that have helped thousands of South African entrepreneurs just like you, then be sure to visit insarka.co.za/free. I'm looking forward to chatting to you in the next episode. Till then, take care.